The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. The mail's here.
Here we go.
When you control the mail, you control information.
We're running out of guys out here. We're on reserves. Practice squad guys. I'm ready to roll if they need me. I'm 26 years old.
I'm ready to roll.
I played 2 years. Varsity. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Guys, I am so sorry. When I played that varsity clip last week, I did not know that it was going to come true in real life. What a brutal week in fantasy injuries. So if you're out there and you're in the best shape of your life and you played 2 years of varsity, your local team may need you. Welcome to the Mail Sack Show. This is the only weekly live call-in fantasy football advice show brought to you by Sleeper Wire. If you're listening on the record replay, you're going to have to, the phone number won't work. But if you're listening live right now, the phone number to call in is 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. We've got some questions from the Facebook group. We've got questions from the Sleeper app. We've got questions coming in from the Mixler app. So wherever you're listening or tuned in, just hit us up on chat, or you can call in on the show, 205-797-5337. Today on the show, Jordan Richards is back on Twitter, at ChubboyJRich. He's a Dynasty and Devy specialist. Justin Dodds joins us. Justin is on Twitter at Justin Dodds, D-O-D-D-S-F-F. He's number 5 ranked in Fantasy Pros ranking right now. Specializes in weekly ranking, start, sit, and rest of the season ranking as outlooks. Primetime Lucas is with us again. He's a performance-based expert. He's a numismatic guy, so he wants players to show him the money. And Prophet Hoos will be joining us at his convenience. He's our deep sleeper guy. All right, boys, welcome to the show. I gave you a nice solid intro. You should have lots of energy and piss and vinegar. Let's get it started. We've got a call already. So let's just go straight to the call. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
I don't know who this is. Let's find out. Hey, thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. Who is this?
What's up, Steve? This is Oswaldo.
Oswaldo, what's up, buddy? All right, we're ready for you, man. Hit us with some questions.
I was kind of down this week. My players didn't perform as I like. But my question to y'all is, who should I drop? I picked up some waiver wires. I need to drop 2, and my options are Mike Davis, Malcolm Brown, Hines, Moss, Schultz, the Dallas tight end, or Corey Davis, depending if AJ Brown comes back.
I like your bench quite a bit.
I like it too. I don't want to drop nobody.
Jordan, who do you not like from these players that he just rallied off there?
Honestly, I like all of them. I'm curious why any of them need to be dropped. If I was to pick one though, it would probably be Malcolm Brown. Unfortunately, I'm not sure. It's tough. Or if you want to just say, you know, Corey Davis had his run and you want to just kind of break off early, I'd be cool with that. But I want to know kind of like where his head's at with the rest of his roster, right? And kind of who else he has that's, because obviously there's been so many injuries. People can tell us who's on their bench, but we don't even know who's in their starting lineup, right?
Yeah, the first thing that you were curious about there is
I'm not a fan of. And James Robinson, my second RB. Then I got Juju, then Devontae Adams. And I got Higbee at my tight end, and then Swift at the flex, and Davis is a flex, and this is a PPR league.
So why are you having to drop anybody? Is there someone else that you're trying to pick up, or you're having to move somebody off of IR?
No, actually, I got to make room for a kicker and then a defensive player.
Mm. So is Corey Davis your only wide receiver on your bench?
Actually, he's plugged in the starter right now. I just plugged him in because of AJ Brown was I guess he was out last week. I don't know. On my bench too, because he's hurt.
Yeah, I'm having trouble wanting to drop any of these guys, but I think probably Corey Davis is going to be your most droppable. Until we have a little bit more clarity with Cam Akers, I'm not sure that I want to drop Malcolm Brown at all. So I'm going to pick Corey Davis. I'm going to make you two pick the other one.
I'm cool with Corey Davis too. Malcolm Brown is more of just like a, both of them I think are kind of just a, getting out a little bit earlier than you'd like to. But if that's a move you have to make, maybe it's just unfortunate casualty for your roster. Justin, what do you think?
I'm actually going to switch it up a little bit, I think. I don't mind the Corey Davis one. I'm more looking towards Dalton Schultz because he said Tyler Higbee was already in his starting lineup. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of concerned that this week was kind of just a one-off. So if you need to drop somebody, it would probably be Dalton Schultz for me. Just if, because you're going to start Tyler Higbee anyway, you're not sitting him for Dalton Schultz. So if you need to drop somebody, it's Schultz. If he does well again this week, then maybe you pick him up again. If he's gone, then you still have Higbee to start every week anyway.
Yeah, I think he said he had to drop two here.
Okay, so probably Schultz and Corey Davis as well. Expect Brown to probably be back soon-ish.
Yeah,
I think kind of how much does Henderson absorb that role, right, going forward? And does he kind of take the majority of the touches from Brown? That's really what we're going to have to find out this week.
I think we've seen that Brown is good enough to, you know, whenever he gets the ball, like he does good things with it. And Henderson, he looked pretty good. But when Brown is fully healthy, and it was just like a fractured pinky, right? So I think he'll be back soon.
Okay. Well, on the bright note, I don't have to go against Christian McCaffrey, so that's a good thing.
That's a for sure.
Dodged bullet.
Yeah, if I were you, honestly, you know, see how this week goes with the running backs and whichever of these running backs that you have that goes off, because you have so much depth at running back. I'm going to give you a hoose response here and look to move some of those, because you have like seven good running backs and several of them are kind of in like a same tier. So it's really going to be problematic for you trying to choose going forward. You're going to want to isolate those. Find somebody that's has a couple good running backs but has no depth and try to trade two decent running backs for a better one to save yourself on the headache.
So just upgrade, basically?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. I would probably target the CMC owner and try to trade Mike Davis and something else to him for, you know, one of his starting running backs.
That's the person I'm playing against this week.
Yeah, so yeah. Don't give him Mike Davis this week. Beat him this week and then reach the olive branch out.
I don't believe in that. Give it to him. Whatever.
Get out of here. Well, don't be like coming in with that kind of advice.
No, I mean, if I want a guy, I don't care who I'm facing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at the match, but like, oh, I'm not trading.
He's looking to get rid of guys, though, to fill up roster spots.
So
to open them up for, yeah, he's dumping guys.
So he's doing it to doofers.
Little hoops ones like hoops those. Special.
Yeah. But all right, bud, we hope that that gives you a little clarity there.
Tenfold. All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, Oswaldo, thank you for calling in. I'm sure he'll hop in into the Mixer chat. Guys, I'm really sorry for the Mixer users. I'm an idiot sandwich. I had the audio down, so you missed the beginning of the show. Just to recap real quick, we got Justin Dobbs on the show today helping us out. He's number five in Fantasy Pros. Jordan Richards is back. He's our Dynasty expert. Hoos and Lucas are on. So welcome to our Mixler listeners. We're live on Facebook. Guys, if you want to send in some pictures, send in pictures of your lineup. If you want to send in pictures of your lineup, you can do that on the Sleeper app if you're part of that. I don't know if you can do that on YouTube. King Freckles is watching YouTube. So he's got a question right now. Can't call in. Here's my team. Quarterback, Josh Allen. Running back, Derrick Henry. Running back, two, Mark Ingram. Julio and DeAndre Hopkins. Flex is Stephon Diggs. Bench is A.J. Brown, Will Fuller, Judy, Devonta Freeman, Minshew, and Deion Lewis. And I'm trying to figure out what he wants to do. Okay, so he's going to send us some advice. It's coming shortly here. We've got the phone lines open, wide open, 205-797-5337. King Freckles is going to get me the rest of his question. Let's hit up a quick mail sack question from Delet or Delyet. Are you starting Minshew or Deshaun Watson this week?
Oh, that Minshew magic.
Cute. I don't get too cute out here. I mean,
come on.
You got to go with Watson.
Against Pittsburgh, huh?
They don't call him the Michael Jordan of football for nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying. you know, Minshew has Miami, and Sean has Pittsburgh. So
right. I like both of these guys, obviously, but I mean, you're starting one. I can't sit Watson. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to sit Watson.
Well, let's say that Fuller's out. Who is he throwing to?
He doesn't need to throw to any whoever's on the team. Like, he's Deshaun Watson. Like, people need to get out of their head that Hopkins created Watson. Watson is an elite talent quarterback. Whoever he has freaking Jordan Akins and Darren Fells. Like, he's throwing touchdowns to these guys. He's looking at these guys in the end zone, and they are catching touchdowns. So as long as he could get it down there, he's going to score. He's going to rush. This guy's got a big chip on his shoulder. I don't know, man. I love Minshew. I was one of the guys that advocated for him all year. I said Minshew over Danny Dimes. That was probably unpopular at the time, but Danny Dimes was very hot. But I just can't start him over. You know, it's just I can't do it. It feels weird, you know. And it's been a weird year so far for fantasy, right? But come on.
I mean, I know it's Watson, but he hasn't looked that good this year. He didn't look that good against Kansas City, and he got shut down against Baltimore. And I think Pittsburgh has a better defense than what Baltimore does. He was playing at home against Baltimore. Now he has to travel to Pittsburgh and may not have Will Fuller. I don't think it's getting that cute to play Minshew. Minshew's been balling out. I know it's a short week, but
how many passes does Minshew throw so far? What has he been throwing?
He's had 65 attempts so far, 20 the first game and 45 last game, and he has 3 touchdowns in both, and Deshaun Watson has 1 touchdown in both. And Deshaun Watson also has 2 interceptions to Minshew's 1.
So you think this Minshew's going to be throwing 45 passes against Miami?
I think that Miami's been putting up numbers against a lot of teams.
I mean, it's week 2. Very fair to say. It's too early for it to say anything, really, right? We're still figuring out defenses and all. I just can't see him out there gunning it against,
the Dolphins moved the ball against Buffalo last week. That was a 28-31 shootout. I mean, they're
division
looking good. I understand, but I mean, they're looking good. And so I don't think it's too crazy. I'm okay with either of these, but I think that both defenses are pretty bad with Jacksonville and Miami, and you could see, it wouldn't surprise me if both of these teams put up 30 points. So what do you guys think here?
I don't know. I think I just don't know if I want to play with that range of outcomes. I do like Minshew, but I am, at least for me, I'm a start your studs guy. If you got Watson, I can't imagine benching him. Like, for all you know, he could run for 100 yards against Pittsburgh because they can't contain him.
Right.
You know, it's he has the highest ceiling and the lowest floor. I see your point about Minshew and the Dolphins, but I would also say, what if the game's like a 15-15 just like shit show? I could see that too. If it's just both defense are kind of just playing decent, the offenses can't quite get going. I don't know. And it could even be a James Robinson game for all we know. He could go off against Miami, which wouldn't be good for Minshew. So I don't know. I totally see the point, because obviously Pittsburgh's terrorized defenses, but they didn't do a whole lot against whoever the hell they played against Denver. You know, Denver moved the ball pretty well against them. Denver has weapons, but I would say that Deshaun Watson can make his weapons better than they are, much better than Denver looked against Pittsburgh this past week. I think it was just people are looking at Danny Dimes game and saying Pittsburgh is, that good.
Right. Yeah.
I think they can kind of make it work, especially Watson of all quarterbacks can make it work against any defense.
Right. For me, I think it's – sorry, I'll just jump in. It's as interesting, I think, as it's going to get this week, if any, just because of the way that their matchups play out. I actually have Watson and Minshew right beside each other in my rankings, just because for now, the assumption is if Chark plays, then I have Minshew as just a fringe just outside of quarterback one. And I can understand why you would play him. I still think Watson presents a solid floor as like rushing yards. So even still, that it's a bad matchup, as bad as it's probably going to get all year. I mean, unless if Chark is out, it makes the decision a lot easier. You're definitely going Watson. You spent probably, I don't know, a seventh round draft pick on him.
Yeah.
So like, I can't imagine sitting your seventh round pick, especially when it's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes yeah, I didn't check my rankings, but I should have checked my rankings, but I didn't check them just because I was confident that I had them far apart. I don't have them far apart, though. I only have them two spots apart. So I do have Minshew a top 12 quarterback, but I have Watson at 10. So it's closer. It's a lot closer than obviously when I sat down and, you know, did the dang rankings. It was closer, but still, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Watson. So there you go, Lucas. It's closer than there you go.
All right, let's get back to King Freckles' question. So I gave you the lineups. I'm going to put it on the screen here, or the roster, rather. He wants a better running back, too. Are there any trades that he should try to go for? So I put his roster up here, and I can show his bench in a second after you guys have a chance to look at it. Who are you shopping out of this current roster, and who are you targeting for a better running back, too?
Sorry, go ahead. Go. No, you go.
I was going to say you have to shop Diggs right now. I think Diggs is an easy shop candidate. With all the wide receivers you have there, I would happily take Diggs and just send him off to somebody because he's doing so well right now. And people can talk about this Josh Allen breakout. I'm not trying to say I don't believe it, but he played against two really bad teams, really bad teams. So if you want to take it that cash in, find a running back who's underperforming. Like, I would be targeting Kenyon Drake right now. I think he's underperformed to what people thought he should be doing. And I think you can maybe flip Diggs plus something to get Drake from somebody. Maybe if it's Ingram, I mean, Ingram's kind of worthless right now, but if you could take Diggs, flip him into Drake, I think that's the kind of move I'd want to make.
I like it. I'd say if it's
me, I'm moving Julio. Calvin Ridley. There's a new man in town. His name is Calvin Ridley, and Gage is seeing like 10 targets a game right now. Hurst is still going to be doing his thing. They're spreading the ball around a lot. I think Julio's on the decline, and I also think that Ridley is going to finish above Julio this year. So trade Julio on his name. He's dealing with a little bit of an injury thing. He hasn't quite been looking himself. We saw him drop the pass that was in the breadbasket from Gage, that beautiful bomb right on the 5-yard line. Julio just doesn't look the same. And he's not the red zone target. Clearly, Ridley is the red zone target. So move Julio for a top running back now if you can.
Justin?
Yeah, I'm probably on the same boat with both of them. It's either Julio or Stephon Diggs for me for the same reasons. Julio is, you're shopping the name value realistically. Some people will be drafting him end of the first round, early second. So if you can still take him on that name value, because as Lucas said, I mean, you're not the red zone targets and the production in the red zone is just not there. And he's as stable as it's going to get as far as a PPR receiver goes. But that's the point in trading for the value. I'd be perfectly willing to swap him for somebody. If you can get Drake, if you can get Mixon,
Chris Carson.
Yay.
Yeah. Chris Carson.
Oh, heck yeah. That might be a smash too. Like, somebody might see what Chris Carson for.
Yeah. I think they would. Yeah. Yeah. His limited volume.
Yeah. I'm taking that right away. Plus, Rashad Penny is seeming sim. I think he's going to be coming back. You're going to split work, right? That's what
they do. It. Do it. Yeah. Or if you can make it happen with Josh Jacobs right now, I think Jacobs probably has a good week against New England.
How are you going to get Josh Jacobs?
You're not.
He didn't have that great of a game.
He went off, and he looked like a beast. If you just watched, even if it didn't show in the,
he didn't get the touchdowns, but I mean,
right,
the workload was there. When you're talking about 30 plus,
there are people that are nervous about Josh Jacobs right now. They're out there. I promise. I have.
I want to make trades with those guys.
Yeah,
exactly. I have
the Josh Jacobs. Give me this.
Where are they?
Give me this garbage. You give me Jacobs. Thank you, sir. No, who are the other names on this though? Because I mean, Julio, Diggs, those are great ones.
That's really.
If you want to trade AJ Brown, maybe.
You're not going to get much for Julio either, though. So that's kind of why I would.
Julio,
I would
get name recognition. Of course, you can get something for Julio. It's early in the season.
To go off. Like, I want him to go off. And
Carson, right? Like a guy that's in a lower tier.
Yeah.
That's and the then problem. It's like, he's not performing, so you're not going to get anyone kind of a Aaron Jones, Eckler, and above.
It'd right. Hard. Which is what you want for Julio. Which you can get the week he goes off, and it's like, oh, Julio's back. He's the one. All those other guys. Then you do it. Then you push the button. in this roster beat afterwards.
We got to move on. We got callers. I gotta move us on. All right. We got a big time caller coming up right now.
Now, I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
Come see me. Oh, it's Curtis, baby. What's up, Curtis?
What's good, Curtis?
Curtis.
As much as appreciated, after this weekend, man, I need the love, man. Boy, it was a tough one, bro. This week was a tough week.
Yeah, brother. We feel you.
Mm-hmm. To tell us, what do you got, Curtis?
All right, guys. Before I get to my roster, man. Dirty gave me some weird advice that I knew I shouldn't have went with. He told me to start. I lost by like 5 points because he told me that that Evan Engram was a better play than Don Smith when I knew Don Smith was a better play. But it's all good. Shit happened.
Yeah, but you know, and look, he didn't come on the show because he knew you were gonna call, and he didn't want to, you know.
Didn't
he told me to send regards? You know,
they were both good plays.
They were definitely both good plays.
No, they're both good plays. I ain't mad about it at all.
You sound a little upset.
Curtis is used to going undefeated, right? Curtis is used to just balling out.
This is true. So tell him why you're mad, Curtis. You have all right because you're usually undefeated with our advice.
I'm usually undefeated, so hey, the shit happens, man. Okay, guys. I was able before the weekend started. Dirty actually helped me make a trade. I was able to move because I have Kyler Murray. I was able to move Josh Allen for Melvin Gordon and George Kittle. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Oh, Melvin and Kittle?
It's a one quarterback league.
Oh, Jesus, you did well.
You did good well. That's solid. All right. So what question do you got for us, Curtis? How can we help you?
All right, guys. This is my main league. 0-2. It's a bit rocky. Okay, guys. I'm gonna run it back this week. Pick three. I use four. I be kind of obvious, man. I got Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, James Conner, and Melvin Gordon. I need three of them.
I think I'm sitting Melvin Gordon against Tampa. I'm not sure. I'm not confident that Denver is going to be able to move the ball very well. They have Sutton out. They have Lockout. I'm just not sure they're going to move the ball very well. So for me, I'm sitting Gordon.
I'd be sitting Gordon as well. For the same reasons, struggling to move the ball. Also kind of worried about his involvement in the passing game. Haven't really seen what that offense looks like without Philip Lindsay taking the passing down work. He could make up for it in a PPR floor, but I'd rather not. James Conner's a solid play as the third guy there.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm all with right, that a lot. Right. I think that teams have to key in on the run game.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think teams going to have to key in on the run game because they'll let Driscoll pass all over them if that's going to happen. But I think they're going to stack the box against Gordon. He's going to get shut down all game.
Agreed.
That was my thinking as well. All right, guys, for my receivers, I was able to snag up Deontay Johnson last week. For my receivers right now, I have Deontay Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Marquise Brown, Devontae Parker. I know AJ Brown not gonna play, and I got Michael Thomas, but I don't think he's gonna play either. So if you can give me three of them, please.
You need two or three.
Three of them.
I think he said three. Give us the list again, please.
Marquise Brown, Cooper Kupp, Deontay Johnson, Devontae Parker, and the other two injured.
Sitting Parker. Give me the rest of them.
Sitting Parker?
Sitting Parker.
Gotcha.
I'd be sitting Cooper Kupp.
Woo.
Yeah, I'd be starting either Parker or Michael Thomas. I'd be sitting Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's done nothing for you.
Well, Michael Thomas is going to miss.
Well, he might play. You never know. I'm between probably Parker and Thomas. I'd be sitting Kupp for sure.
Mm.
That is strong. Can't get behind sitting my boy Cooper Kupp. And you're going to hear some words, I believe, from my guy Lucas, because those are fighting words talking about sitting.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp,
I mean, leave him in your lineup. People can
no matter what he does. Cooper Kupp
for as long as you want to love him. I get it. I get it. He used to be great.
He used to be so good. What is this?
So good. He's a touchdown machine, Cooper Kupp. I actually just traded. I traded them away in like three leagues today. So
that's
I'm
why you're
anti Cooper Kupp. But
you're biased. No,
I don't think I'm biased. I don't. I mean, you look at the rankings. He's been dropping down fantasy rankings all year. Basically all off season because Robert Woods is better. Everyone knows that now, right? I just don't think he's done enough to warrant putting him in your lineup right now. I think Parker has a much higher ceiling against a really bad defense. And then if Michael Thomas happens to play, then you play him, obviously, because he's Michael Thomas. I don't think Kupp.
So you're starting Parker over upside. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not even worried about it, to be honest.
All right. Justin?
All right, Chris. What else? Justin, you want to hop in? Who you like in this group here?
I'm probably sitting Parker there as well. It's tough to pick one, to be honest, but I can see the Kupp thing to me. I'm curious to see who Tre'Davious White covers the majority of the game.
He's going to cover,
but Woods, I have Kupp and Woods pretty much right beside each other. I think Woods is the better receiver, but again, I think Kupp is going to be without Tre'Davious White telling him the majority of the game. So I like the volume there. Thinking of just from a matchup perspective, I would rather have, say, 8 targets from the slot out of Cooper Kupp than guessing with Robert Woods on whatever he's going to get or whatever Tre'Davious White's going to allow.
All right. Curtis, we got time for one more quick one. If you got a quick one, or are you good?
Quick one. So, guys, do you guys feel the Kittle going to play this week?
I don't say think that so.
Kittle. What did you say? Oh, Kittle.
Yes. I mean, I was able to pick up Jonah Smith. I actually, because this is Kittle on play, I put in Jonah Smith.
They're not going to play Kittle. The team is really worried about the turf out there at the stadium. They're likely going to be sitting McKinnon the same just because they don't want to risk the injury. And it's some bone on bone going on there with Kittle, I believe. So they will for sure rest him for another week with the swelling and everything else. They're not going to risk it.
All right. Well, thank you guys. You've been more than helpful as always, man.
No problem, buddy. Thank you for calling
in. Go get the win, baby.
All right. If you still have questions on come Sunday, we do another live show called the Sunday Morning Blitz, and it is from like 11:30 till kickoff time. So it's just like this. It's live call in, fast pace. You can get your start sit questions answered day of. Okay, let's get to some questions. I got one listener right now. Mr. Keeney wants to know, would you start Driscoll over Darnold? Would you start Drew Sample over Hooper? Let's just go around the table here. Who do you like more, Driscoll, Darnold, Hooper, or Sample?
I would take Driscoll. And yeah, I just like his weapons more. And that's about all I got for you. And start Drew Sample. Drew Sample is going to be excellent. Much better than you've seen from Hooper.
I would not start either of them. I would go pick up Nick Mullins. And I think and play him because I bet you he's open. So go grab Nick Mullins.
I agree.
And then I would play Sample.
Same. I'm in the same boat there with the Mullins take. I do like Driscoll this week. I think he's pretty much their best option at moving the ball, unfortunately. I mean, if it's at all possible, I'm not starting any of these guys.
Yeah, but I'm starting a wide receiver.
I'm assuming it's a super flex.
Right, but even if it is a super flex, I probably feel more comfortable starting a wide receiver, running back, or tight end.
Dude, yeah. Mullins is a baller.
No. Mullins, no. I'm good on. Look, I agree with your Mullins take, but assuming that Mullins is not there, Sam Darnold and Jeff Driscoll are 31 and 32 on my rankings. So I don't want to start either one of these guys. I'd much rather start a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end in my super flex position if Mullins is not there.
All right. Got a question on the YouTube from Kevin. What do you guys think about the fantasy forecast for Leonard Fournette? Will this for this season RB2 status? Justin, let's start with you because you're kind of a season outlook guy. What do you think of Leonard Fournette the rest of the season?
I'm going to need to see it another week probably just because Bruce Arians is crazy. It's going to switch up a bunch. He's been saying Ronald Jones has been the guy. Then all of a sudden he maybe fumbles it. Brady fumbles it. Whatever happens, Ronald Jones is gone. So if Fournette does the same thing, it's Ronald Jones the next week potentially. So I'm not ready to put my foot in the ground saying that Leonard Fournette's 100% a weekly running back too. He's definitely, depending on the situation surrounding Fournette, he's definitely a flex play for me.
Yeah, no way is he a running back too for me. I definitely need to see it more. There's way too many running backs I just place ahead of him. Joshua Kelly would be one. James Robinson would be another.
Yeah, but with how many running backs are going down right really, now, though, like it's him? Not very difficult.
It's for not that I don't him like him, but you're talking about rest of season.
In the top 24, though.
Yeah, 24 rest of season. I think he
should be top 18 rest of season. Easy.
I agree.
When was Leonard Fournette ever fumbled? He doesn't fumble. That's the whole reason why Bruce brought him in. He doesn't fumble. He's never fumbled.
See,
so
I just look at
Jones, who has fumbleitis.
He's not,
I think it's going to be easy.
I just see it varying week to week. They have a lot of weapons. There's literally no reason for them to lean on one weapon.
No, but you saw what he could do.
They don't have their full complement of weapons right now. They were missing Godwin.
But you still want the goal line back in that offense, no matter what. He should be an RB2.
Yeah, I can't call that rest of the season right now. I mean, RB2 is very good. You know what I'm saying? That's very good. I can't just arbitrarily throw Fournette in RB2 category because he's given me one good game so far. And I mean, I don't know. Like, that's, to me, it's slightly bold. It's not 100% bold to put him in the RB2 territory. But for me, he's right outside RB2. I will place him probably between 25 to 30, you know, rest of season.
See, I think
he's going to give you RB2 weeks, obviously. He's going to give you RB1 week.
I'm thinking top 20 here. Assuming health,
fair,
he's top 20 the rest of the season pretty easily. He's going to get 10 to 15 touches a game on a good offense, on a good team, and he looks great. He looks explosive. Like, they could not catch him on that breakaway run. Like, there's a lot of running backs that I see that get caught from behind, and the dude took it to the house, and he runs angry, he runs mean. You know, he can be used in the passing game. He's a good player, and even if he's only getting 10 to 15 touches a game, a few of those touches are going to be in the red zone. I think he's a shoe-in for 70 yards a game, and you know, a pretty good bet at getting a touchdown. That team's going to move the ball.
Would you rather David Johnson or Fournette?
I would rather have David Johnson because, you know, he is the bell cow on that team. He's already locked and loaded, and he looked pretty good. I think Fournette looks slightly better when he touches the ball. I think DJ looks more like he used to look, but still not quite 100% there. But I do think that Fournette looks better touching the ball, but DJ's just getting more work.
All right, let's move on to a trade question. This one comes in from Ooh Wee. You'll see it in the Google Doc, guy. He put his his roster in there.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who.
Oh, he's working on. He's putting together a trade. 14 team PPR. I'm thinking you got the. Oh, you got the Scarface shirt.
Hey, what you mean? Who put the thing together? That's who. Put the microphone right there.
He's thinking about moving David Johnson and Madison for Engram and Mike Evans. Throwing Deontay Johnson, Toledo Rockets in the flex, like him as a starter moving forward. You get to see the roster here. You guys, what do you think about this trade that he's putting together?
It was 2 for 2, right?
Yeah, it's 2 for 2.
Yeah, David Johnson and Madison for those two, absolutely.
Yeah, I got this question from Uwe earlier on Sleeper, and I said what you said, Lucas. Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's a smash. Yes. That's a smash.
Smash it.
Mm-hmm. It's a C, senor.
Yes, sir.
C. I don't need. I didn't need it twice.
Thrice.
All right. Let's get back to the questions. A lot coming in from Mixler here. Let's blow through a few of these here. Let's see. What's the oldest one? Okay. I am an idiot sandwich. Oh, that was me. Eric Musial, Ertz or Jonnu Smith? Good question.
Can't imagine I'm sitting Ertz, but let me check the rankings. Go ahead.
I had Ertz dropped in a league. the other
That's
day.
Crazy. They're playing Cincinnati. Ertz is going off this week. He's finally going to have it. Although I like both of these a lot. I would honestly try to get Janu in my flex. Hopefully it's a dual flex league. The Minnesota, I've been saying it since week one. Before week one, Minnesota has like a bottom five secondary in the league by far. Like every team is going to be able to throw on them. And so Janu. I mean, I'm for sure starting Ertz against Cincy, but right. if I can find a way to get Janu in there also, I'm absolutely doing it. I think he's probably a top five tight end this week.
Yeah, I'm probably flexing Janu rest of the season, like instead of running backs or wide receivers, because I think he's going to be that good. He's a top 10 tight end for me.
Yep. He's just that's where Tannehill's eyes go.
And his catch percentage is stupid. Like it's dumb. Like it's literally like the guy catches everything.
Jordan, Justin, you guys have any objection there?
No, I like it. I like it. I mean, I don't know if I agree with Janu rest of season, because once AJ comes back, we're going to see how that offense kind of shifts over towards him. But I do like Janu a lot. I think he's a good tight end. Obviously, this week, the matchup is prime, so you got to play him.
Yeah, I can't see myself sitting Zach Ertz. I mean, like if you're debating on sitting him for Janu Smith, someone you maybe got off waivers or drafted in one of your last rounds, then you should probably try and trade Ertz and get some name right. value off of him. If that debate is in your mind, go ahead and trade him to somebody like me, for example. I'm perfectly fine taking Zach Ertz. There's no hesitation. Right,
so go trade for Ertz is what you're saying, Justin.
I mean,
that's your takeaway from this show.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor just got put on IR as well. So, I mean, targets are everywhere. Ooh.
There you go.
Eric has a little follow-up. He has Josh Kelly and CEH in the flex. Gibson is his RB2. So I think you'd move CEH up to your RB2 spot. And then it sounds like we're saying flex one of these tight ends over, I don't know which one, over Gibson probably this week. Yes.
Gibson did get more work, and he was looking better there. But I'm not sure that you can trust where the touches are going to be going. So I probably would start Janu over Gibson.
Okay. Das Chaser, who helped out on a mock middle Monday a long time ago. What are we doing with Adrian Peterson in half point PPR? You hold or you drop or trade?
Are you gonna use him? I mean, I would include him in maybe like a 3-for-2 trade.
Yeah. I love it.
Open up a roster spot. You know what I'm saying? Do a little who's
trade. You know what I mean? It's not a mail sack without that. It really is just not.
What a trade. 2-for-2. Oh, and I'll sprinkle some AP throw in for the 5 weeks.
Baby, I'm going to throw an AP so I can get a Hall roster spot. And you got the Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? He's going to rush for 1,000. It's going to be sprinkled all over. You're not going to like how it comes out.
Two touchdowns?
There you go.
I think, you know, it depends on who's there on the waiver. There have been a lot of decent players that you can probably pick up over Peterson. If there's not someone you just absolutely love, hold on to Peterson for one more week just to see if, you know, if they are going to lean on him and give him more touches. But if he goes another week with just, like, not a lot of touches and not much love in that backfield, then drop him.
Yeah, if you have no interest at all, go pick up Darnell Mooney if you're stuck and play him.
KJ Hamler, come on.
Yeah, Hamler.
Come on.
Atlanta, bro. But Atlanta, I mean, they giving it up. Like Wayne Brady's prostitutes, bro. Like they giving it up.
I love Hamler, man. That guy is.
I love Hamler, too. We had a show, I think it was week one, Hamler. We talked to Hamler a bunch. Especially Hamler's my guy. Yeah, speedy nasty guy. Love that guy.
All right, we're going to get to Stone Cold Steve Rogers or Stone Cold Rogers in just a second. Let me hit the YouTube question. Mini Jordan 718, full PPR, pick an RB, a wide receiver, and a flex. So you see his lineup here on the screen. Who do you like for those positions?
I think I got Lucas Gurley.
Oh, you're getting Gurley in there, huh?
You know I don't like Gurley, and you know I was right about Gurley. I was waiting to bring that up this week because you guys were talking shit about how I was wrong about Gurley. No, it's I think
for that week. For that week, yeah.
I mean, Gurley and was right. I'm back on Gurley. Oh, come on.
Gurley was okay.
How many points did they score? 49. I
mean, what the Gurley?
How many points did Gurley have? Like
Gurley had 10 points, right? Play something like that, 9 points.
But see, it was the opportunity, right? Like, because they scored so many, There was a lot of opportunity.
You're saying
there
wasn't any opportunity?
No.
Like, how could there be more opportunity unless you're Ezekiel Elliott?
I said that there was a lot of opportunity. There was a lot of opportunity.
And what did he do?
The bottom of the barrel.
Other than everybody else, there was a lot of opportunity.
But the high side, though, it could have went a different way.
It could have, 100%, especially with
he could have fell into three touchdowns that
easily. But we digress. Mini Jordan looked like we got a mini you out here, Jordan.
All right. So all I'm saying is Jordan loves Gurley. That's okay. Yes. Gurley probably is the running back play there.
Yeah.
Does he want to take the CT Cruiser?
I'll probably go Singletary, maybe. I got to double check that.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that Singletary is the back to own there. Yeah, I like he looks better than Moss. He just does. And so maybe Moss gets
goal line,
you know, a lot of the goal line work and ends up being the one that gets the touchdowns. But in terms of like who is the better running back that you would want, it's hands down Singletary to me. He looks better. But I am gonna go Gurley here.
I do have Gurley ahead.
And it's gonna be Deonta Johnson and
roll with Deontay, man. 30% target share. Roll with that.
Yeah, it's
after death. After death. Can I take a moment to can we all just start to dub Deonta Johnson after death? Can we just start doing that? He's after the death of AB. AB. You know, he is the wide receiver one.
Oh yeah.
He's after death. He's AD. AD equals DJ.
And then I'm probably going OBJ for my flex.
Give me
what do you want? You want Sharp if he's healthy?
They're playing. It's short week. They're playing tomorrow night. I don't know. I probably just want OBJ against Washington.
Okay. I'd be going Gurley, OBJ, and Chark if he's healthy. If not, healthy as in if he's playing. If not, I'd go Deonta Johnson for sure.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
And my rankings say I'm going Odell.
So. All right. Sounds like we're all pretty much in agreement there on a threefer. So,
okay. Let's do like real quick here because we got a call coming up. Mini Jordan, should I pick up Gallman over Chris Thompson PPR? Yes, no. Let's go around the room real quick.
No, for me, I'd keep Chris Thompson PPR floor. Gallman, Deion Lewis, Devonta Freeman.
I would do it just because I don't think I'm ever going to play Chris Thompson, and there's the very real possibility that Gallman is going to be the guy. People say, well, what about Deion Lewis? Well, Gallman wasn't in because Saquon is taking all of – he was a healthy scratch because of Saquon. They gave the running work to Deion, who had 10 rushes for 20 yards. He's definitely going to be there in the passing downs, but it's completely possible that Devonta Freeman has nothing left in the tank whatsoever. He gets out there, looks like garbage, and then say again.
I said he looks like Doug Martin.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
So I want Gallman just because we know what CT is. I'm probably never fitting him into my lineup in any way, and especially not for these next few weeks before buys start happening. And Gallman, I do want to see, and we're going to get to see Gallman because Devonta Freeman's not going to be playing this week. So pick up Gallman, see how they use him, and then make the decision. But you always want to be the one that gets to make the decision.
Yeah, waivers completely ran, and I didn't see Gallman picked up in any leagues. I was the only person that, of course, Lucas. This is sleeper wire. The sleeper, right? Focus on sleeper.
Tell him.
Gallman earned a roster spot after being dogged last year. Joe Judge actually talked the guy up a ton. And you know what Gallman is? At least I hope what he is. He's going to prove it to us. He is a chip guy. Hashtag chip guy. He's a guy that puts a chip on his dang shoulders, sees that they gave Freeman this money, and he's like, word? Okay. That's how y'all feel? Okay. I mean, Deion Lewis, Lucas just gave it to you. He alluded to it all. They are not going to give rushing work to this guy. And Gallman can catch a pass. He can catch a pass. So it makes sense for them to rush him out there, see what he can do. Don't start him, obviously. But as I look down at Chris Thompson in my pants, because I have a picture of him there, because I love Chris Thompson. Got a picture of him on my wall as well.
In his back pocket. In his wallet.
As I make love to my wife.
Okay, I'm gonna have to interrupt you here. Can I just get a C-Senor, please? Because I'm going Gallman too for sure. It's
I would get a C-Senor, but I gotta get Gabriel on the line. Gabriel's been on hold. Gabriel, thank you for calling the Sleepwire Show. I remember you from last year. What's up, man? How you doing? What's your question?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm asking about a trade. It's a PPR league. I was wondering if you would do this trade. I'm offering Allen Robinson and Mike Davis for Chris Godwin. What do you think?
I like it.
Do it.
I would keep what you have.
I'd be on board with the trade, depending on what your record is. If you need wins now, then I would want to keep Mike Davis. Okay, 2-0, I'd probably move for Godwin.
Godwin's back in, right? He's playing this week?
Yeah, but we don't know what Brady and Godwin looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you.
We have no idea.
How does Allen Robinson look, man?
I mean, Allen Robinson has Mitchell Trubisky as his quarterback, who made him a wide receiver one last year, and he's going to be playing Atlanta this week. So I think Allen Robinson is going to be wide receiver five this week. Yeah, it's very early in the season. It's week two still. We're still overreacting a ton. Talk to me after week four. Then we can start making sense of a lot of things. Defenses start making sense.
I mean, you want Godwin on your team, though, right? I mean, you're trading.
I don't know if I want him for Mike Davis and Allen Robinson. Like, I know what Allen Robinson is doing with Mitchell Trubisky. I know that for a fact. Just look at last year. I don't know what Godwin is doing with Brady. I have no clue. I can guess. I can assume he's going to be the one. I think Mike Evans is going to probably be the number one. Won't be surprised if Scotty Miller is the number two.
You just lost it with that one.
Would you rank Godwin over Allen Robinson though? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, of course. As I've said in the tweet before, just because I rank a player over another player, that doesn't mean I want that player. I'm drafting that player over that player.
No, and I get that, but I'm saying like, and if your premise is nothing's changed, so you're just going off what you know right now because you don't want to overreact.
This week,
why are you taking
Allen Robinson? 100%.
Yeah, but we're talking about the trade. It's rest of season, so you're still kind of going off those initial rankings, those initial projections.
At this point,
Mike Davis is waiver wire trash until this week.
I agree. I actually think Reggie Bonifant, just how Wayne Gallman, I think Bonifant's the same shit, same thing. So same how they had Wayne Gallman deactivated, Bonifant bald. Now, granted, it was a different coaching staff. They owe the man nothing. They cut him, but they cut him and they brought him right back. They're going to give him a crack because they have nothing else.
Well, okay, so your argument further supports getting rid of Mike Davis before potentially it shows that he's not the bell cow filling in for CMC.
Yes, you got me there.
So make this trade is what you're saying. All right, so you heard it here first. Who said make this trade?
All right, go ahead.
Talk himself into it a little bit.
You pinned me in a corner. What do you guys put baby in a corner.
What do you guys think about Josh Kelly rest of the season? Like, what do you guys like? Is he
RB3?
Like, can you trust him as that?
RB3 rest of the season.
Solid.
On the cusp. Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he outscores Eckler the rest of the way.
I don't think so with Herbert, though.
I think more so
with Herbert.
Herbert, I mean, Eckler looked like Eckler with Herbert. I'd be worried if Tyrod was the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly's catching passes. This week, Kelly can catch passes, too, though.
No, he definitely can. I love, look, man, you're not going to get me to talk any bad stuff about Josh Kelly because, you know, I like my late running backs. Joshua Kelly is one of those guys, you know, so I have him pretty much everywhere, so I'm going to be biased and say I love Josh Kelly quite a bit because I was able to get him so late. So,
Gabriel, you got anything else, or are you good? What do you got?
Yeah, no, so like that the reason why I asked that question is because I'm trying to trade Tyler Boyd for Josh Kelly. Isn't that a fair deal?
No.
Yeah.
I need running back help. So.
You're going to trade Tyler Boyd for Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to smash that.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would rather have Kelly if I needed running back.
I don't know if I do it, but
what?
I mean, I just think you can get more.
Why not, man? Be bold.
Dude, AJ Green's still the one getting the targets. He's not catching them, but AJ Green's still the lead target.
Right.
And Burrow threw, what, 61 times? He's not going to do that every week.
He might have to. I don't know.
Boyd isn't even a top 24 wide receiver right now. He's 26.
And well, I think LaVisca Chenault's a top 24 wide receiver. So hey. Let's just.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know.
No, I'm just playing.
I like Boyd. Don't get me wrong. I do like Boyd. But he's not just getting peppered with targets. He only has 13 targets so far.
No, he's super efficient. He's super efficient. And for I like sure. it. So, yeah, let's go with it. Let's roll with it. So take that trade. Definitely take it. I would ask for a little bit more if I was trading Boyd for Kelly straight up.
Yeah,
but maybe I'm bugging and I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, because Boyd is like my fifth receiver. I have Kenny Galladay, Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, Tyler Boyd, Robbie Anderson. So I feel like I have a pretty strong
trade Boyd. Right now, yeah, so. Anderson's balling out.
Would y'all trade Jarvis though?
Yeah, if you could get anything for him, I just don't think that Jarvis holds much value right now. I think if it were me, I would be more inclined to trade away Josh Kelly for Boyd than Jarvis.
Yeah. So I tried Jarvis first. That was my first, try.
And,
but not.
And he countered. Okay.
Makes sense. Just one more question, and then I'm done.
Hit us quick.
PPR, Stephon Diggs, Robert Woods, Juju, and Odell.
You want to lead us, Justin?
Sorry, that was a start sit question?
Yep.
Yeah,
two out of the four.
Two out of the four. Could I get them again real quick? Sorry.
Yeah, Diggs, Woods, Juju, and Odell Beckham.
That's really tough, but it's definitely Odell is one of them, and then it's a toss up, between Woods and Diggs. It just depends on how nervous you are about the Buffalo matchup. I'm personally not that worried, but so if it was me, it would be Odell and Woods. You could debate Juju as well, but I'm a little out on Juju right now, given Deontay's target share.
For me, I'm going to say Odell. We're sitting two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be Odell and Diggs for me.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same, Odell and Diggs.
Yeah, I have Josh Allen as a quarterback, so maybe to stack them might be good.
He'll probably see Ramsey, though. That's my only concern.
Right, yeah, that's – yeah, I'm lower on Diggs this week than – I mean, he's probably still higher on him than the other weeks just because I didn't rank him as high as he's been finishing. But I'm still lower on him overall.
I love Diggs. I have him a lot of places. Super high on him. I think that I am going to sit him, though. I think it's probably Juju and OBJ for me this week, assuming that Juju, he didn't practice today. He also didn't practice the previous Wednesday, so I wouldn't read too much into it. Assuming that Juju comes back and has full practices this week, I would play Juju and OBJ. Otherwise, I would play Diggs for Juju.
Yeah, same boat.
All right, Gabe, we gotta go.
I have Calvin Ridley. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man, we gotta cut you loose. We gotta move on. We have. I am backed up like I have been eating broccoli all week.
All right, let's do a speed.
Yeah, who says speed? So let's go speed.
We need to get. Yeah, who says speed?
That's what you said. It.
Okay. Let's finish up with Mini Jordan. We had a quick quarterback question: Josh Allen versus the Rams or Big Ben versus the Texans?
Big Ben.
Justin, who you got here?
That's Josh Allen for me. There's no way I'm sitting Josh Allen right now.
Boom. Agreement.
Who's?
And I want to say Allen, but I'm just
say
I'm
Allen.
I'm checking my rankings. Just say Allen. Don't want to arbitrarily. It is Allen.
All right. That's your three for Allen. Facebook user, who do I start at tight end? Jonnu, Hunter Henry. Who do I start at flex? Jonnu, Hunter, Keelan Cole, Miles Gaskin.
I mean, I think we all agree Jonnu at tight end, right?
Yeah, it's.
I'm playing both. I'm playing Hunter Henry and I'm playing Jonnu. Hunter Henry is playing at home against Carolina with Herbert, the one that the doctor did not try to kill. And so Hunter Henry, I think, is going to ball out with Herbert. He went from like somebody I didn't want to start, like really was the top 10 for me with Tyrod, and now he's back to doing Hunter Henry things. So I'm starting both of them.
Yeah, it's Jonnu and Hunter Henry for me as well. I think it gets a little bit interesting if Chark misses with Keelan Cole maybe, but it depends on your situation. If you need a floor, then I'm going Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. If you need upside, then I'd debate switching out Henry for Keelan Cole.
I'd say both of these guys are floors, meaning Keelan Cole and Hunter Henry. Keelan Cole appears to be the number one on the team.
He has the most targets right so far.
Now. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen season long. And anybody that's listened to the show for a long time, you guys know I love, 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 love Keelan Cole. I'm very excited to see this happen for him. But he is super talented as well. So this is not out of just like, what is happening, Keelan? No, the dude is a baller. But Shark is as well. And it just doesn't make sense for them to, you know, move away from him. And then they've got LaVishka as well. So it just makes it muddy for me eventually with Cole.
Look, the way that offense is, you know, there's moving the ball down the field. There's no reason why the two of them can't. We remember, what was it, 4 years ago that we had Allen Robinson and Hurns both finished as a wider. They both finished.
Even Marquise Lee was.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no reason why both of them can't eat this season. And they're throwing the ball a lot.
They're going to be from behind. They should be throwing the ball a lot. I would hope to see more of Minshew throwing 45 times versus 19. But yeah, I said all of that just to say I'm going Hunter Henry as well.
All right, Stone Cold Rogers in the Mixler chat. Give me a hell yeah. He's got a super flex. Start two. Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, and Gardner Minshew are his choices. Who are you starting super flex? I need two. Justin, we'll start with you, then we'll move around the table. Who do you like?
That's pretty clearly Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson. I said before earlier about Deshaun Watson versus Minshew. I mean, the decision becomes a lot easier again if Chark is out. I think that significantly hampers the offense. Whether he has targets or not, he's still a distraction on the field that the opposing defense has to pay attention to. So if he's out, that's one less thing to worry about. Minshew would see a slight downgrade for me. So anyway, I'm still going to Deshaun Watson and Cam Newton either way.
Lucas.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I still think that I like the upside of Minshew over Deshaun. I think that they bring the blitz and make him create some turnovers, but I'm okay with it.
Hoos.
You want to play rough? You start these guys, okay? You go ahead, you do it. I agree.
You heard it from the man himself.
All right.
No, but you wouldn't listen. Why, you stupid f***? Look at you now.
All right, Jordan, stomp a mud hole in his ass and walk it dry. Who you like?
I'm going with Cam and D. Watt, the right. Michael Jordan of football.
Stone Cold Rogers, follow-up question. Would you start Josh Kelly and Eckler? I have Hines, Daryl Henderson, Mike Davis, and McCaffrey on my bench. It's PPR. So I think McCaffrey's out of the question. Would you start Kelly and Eckler?
No, I'm going to get Mike Davis in there.
I start them both.
I'm probably starting them both as well. I don't like it, but I think it presents a decent floor.
Yeah, I like that.
I like hearing that. I do like hearing that.
Okay. Johnny B, 6492. Hey, guys, love the podcast. Do you think I should make a move with my roster? Quarterback Minshew and Goff. Let me see if he sent anything else. Yeah, he did. All right, I'm sorry. He's two pieces. Quarterback Minshew, Goff. Running back Zeke, JT Bell. Wide receiver Parker, Edelman, Ruggs, Gage, Cole, tight end Kelsey. Thank you. Who are you selling out of this roster?
Can you sell Bell?
Probably I don't think
not.
You can.
Probably not.
Mm-mm. You could have not bought Bell.
I mean, it's too late.
I don't know about the selling. You know, I don't.
Can
I don't...
we get this list again? Sorry, it was a lot.
Yeah. So two quarterbacks, Minshew and Goff. Running backs are Zeke, JT and Bell. Wide receiver Parker, Edelman, Ruggs, Gage, and Cole. Tight end is Kelsey.
And so what's the question here? Because this sounds like his starting lineup.
Right. So
yeah, no, this is his roster. He just wants to know if you think you should make any moves.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty short on running backs.
Yeah, very short.
So, I mean, I would definitely be trying to bolster that a little bit. I really like Zeke and JT. I mean, you have a solid squad. Sounds like you went late on quarterbacks, but that paid off. Minshew's doing fine for you, and I think that Goff is okay also. I don't know that you have a ton of depth to really be able to make. You know, you have a good team, but I don't know that you have a lot of depth to really be doing much. I think I would go pick up Gallman and try to get some running back depth there.
Onafon even.
Yeah. But I don't know that you have depth for trading.
I like your team. I would definitely try to bolster, it sounds like, the wide receiver position. I would try to do, as Lucas is laughing,
too early. Because I said bolster the running backs. Who says, obviously, go after the wide receivers? That's his spot. That's what he likes to target there.
I just feel these. You got a lot of guys. You got a lot of wide receivers and a lot that I don't think I'd feel like 100% feeling confident starting in it every week. Maybe I think you had Gallup, I think, or so.
No, Devontae Parker, Edelman, Ruggs, Gage, and Cole.
Yeah, so I would try to trade one or two of those, maybe a small trade for like a James Robinson or something like that. Something small. Doesn't seem like it's as sexy. Doesn't seem like it's you're trying to do too much. But you're adding, running backs that you could use as a flex. I like the team. It's not a bad team. I can't. We're working here. At least I am to try to pick apart your team. I like the flexibility you have here. But I don't necessarily like to guess every week. I'd like to have an automated lineup where I'm starting these guys no matter what. And even if I don't set my lineup, it's already set because it's automated. Like, I don't have a guy that's 17 and 18 and I have to, ranked. And then I have to put one of those guys in. So I love to consolidate. I would try to consolidate regardless, whether it's for a running back or a wide receiver. But I do like your team.
Speed, who's coming at you?
All right, guys. Sorry, I had a call. We got a call coming in here. This is Quinn. Quinn, thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your question?
Hey, so I just wanted to kind of throw my lineup out to you and see if there were any changes or like moves you think that I should try and make. I've made a lot in the last like 2 weeks, and I think I've gotten myself into a good position in the 13 team. Got Lamar Jackson, Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, Marquise Brown, Michael Thomas, Jonu Smith, James Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Will Fuller, Zach Moss, Debo, Devonta Freeman, Russell Gage, and Keelan Cole.
Solid. What's the question you got for us?
I guess it would be like, so I was thinking about trying to trade and get Kenny Golladay, and I didn't know what exactly to offer to the owner. He is weak at RB, so I was thinking about trying to float Zach Moss and something to him.
Yes. What were your wide receivers again?
My wide receivers are Marquise Brown, Michael Thomas, Cooper Kupp, Will Fuller, Debo Samuel, Russell Gage, Keelan Cole. I don't remember if I said Michael Thomas.
He's so nice, you said him twice.
Yeah, so it's going to be Moss and...
I don't think you can get much done. Like Zach Moss isn't moving the needle for anybody. If you wanted to go after Golladay, it should have been, week one.
Yeah,
last week. But now, he's looking like he's going to come back. That owner is dying to have him back. He hasn't had him for 2 weeks. He's probably 1-1, 0-2 more than likely because of that. It'll be tough. You'd have to really wow him, I think, to get Golladay off his roster.
Justin?
Yeah, okay. I'm not really seeing how you can work it.
Give us those players again.
The only way you're going to do it is putting a 2-for-1 or trying to pivot out of Michael Thomas. And I'm not really on board with that quite yet. If he gets put on IR, then maybe you pivot out depending on your record. But yeah, I would hold put if I were you.
Okay. Just quickly again, who are your players again?
My players, I got Lamar Jackson, Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, Marquise Brown, Michael Thomas, Jonu Smith, James Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Will Fuller, Zach Moss, Debo, Devonta Freeman, Russell Gage, and Keelan Cole.
I would do something like a Marquise Brown and a Janu to try to get him. And I don't know.
I don't know. I think the only way you could get it is if you like sell high on Aaron Jones. If you like have Golladay, that's if you can somehow make that work. Like Aaron Jones and Michael Thomas somehow for like three really really good players. I don't really see how.
Or do confuse him and include one of his bum players that you're going to drop anyway.
I think your best bet is going to be trying for to maximize your value. Without giving up your studs, your best bet is going to be Marquise Brown with Robinson, and you're going to have to really sell Robinson on his production and the amount of and the volume that he's getting right now.
I don't think you have to sell him. I mean, it's his proof is he's the one amongst the.
You do have to sell him because
if you got to sell him, then guys aren't watching football.
Jacksonville's not getting a lot of screen time. And if you're watching Red Zone, James Robinson was not getting a lot of highlight flip two plays. There wasn't a lot there. So most people aren't in Florida. So we're not getting the Jacksonville games.
The Jacksonville bias.
Yeah. So we're not able to see. Yeah.
I'm in Florida. I'm watching James Robinson ball, and you need to.
How's CJ Henderson looking?
Not very good.
He's going to get worked this week.
I don't know.
Right. See if you can do that, bud.
Quinn, did we give you some good advice, or have you completely bailed out on us?
Marquise and Robinson, seeing if you can make that work.
No. I'd say especially wait until after tomorrow's game as well. I think Robinson has a huge game against Miami, so you might be able to sell high off of that.
You might not want to sell him after that. Though. I don't know.
That's maybe good advice.
You might not want to sell him after that.
All right, Quinn. Thank you for the call. Thank you for tuning in. This is a big one. This is a big call coming up, guys. I got to give this guy a little love from last year. His team moved on him. He's still a faithful fan of the Las Vegas Raiders, and they had hell of a game.
Is this how it feels? Is this how it feels to win?
It is Jesus.
Jesus,
you're on the show.
He's choked up. He's speechless.
Hayes.
Jesus, are you there, buddy?
Jesus. Hayes.
Yeah, I'm right here.
There he is.
Hey. The Raiders.
Jesus, talk
you
to
got
us,
a question?
Buddy.
What you got?
Hayes, I know you're emotional. Your Raiders have been doing amazing things.
We can kind of hear you. Go ahead. Hit us with your question.
I knew we were going to win. Just saying, I'm trying to get McCaffrey.
Get him.
This is what my team looks like. I have Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew, Julio Jones, DJ Chark, Marquise Brown, Darren Waller, Joshua Kelly, Malcolm Brown, Preston Williams, Allen Lazard, Mason Crosby, because we have kickers in our league, and Pittsburgh and Rams defense. I try to offer Malcolm Brown and Ronald Jones, but the guy didn't bite.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, you're going to have to step up your game and throw in it's going to need to be probably Julio. Try to move on Julio. Trade Julio and one of your middling running backs.
Hey, Zeus, you do redraft, right?
Yeah, redraft. It's a 14-team league this year. Three wide receivers, two running backs, and one flex.
I'm going to tell you, Jesus, man, it's in a 14-team league, I don't know if you want to trade for CMC if it's not a dynasty. You have to give up way too much. You're going to have to give up your best players, and you're going to be without CMC for 4 to 6 weeks. You want to compete. I don't think you should be trading for CMC in a redraft. If this was a dynasty, you can give up two picks. You can give a Marquise Brown in like a second. Smash.
Yeah, honestly, I think what I would probably wait like a week or two and let this guy sweat it out, lose a couple of games, and then take CMC. Make him eat a few of the because we also have to remember here, Saquon last year came back. They said they gave him this same timetable last year, and then Saquon came back in like 2 weeks. So CMC very possible could come back, like, you know, could only miss two or three games and then be back. So wait a week or two and then try to trade for CMC. You don't want to be the one eating that in a 14 team.
Yeah, agreed, 100%.
All right, and well, what do I do about Julio Jones? Do I trade him though? Because I mean, they said that he tweaked his hamstring more, so that sounds worse, you know.
I mean, what offers did you get from?
You can't really trade him.
Yeah, you can't trade. You can't openly trade him. Because if you openly trade him, people are going to be like,
yeah, I mean, you can, if you're getting offers for him, that's one thing. Right. You can try to put him out there. And if you get some offers back, you can hit us up on Sleeper and we'll tell you if it's a good trade or not. But until you have some sort of an offer, then there's not a whole lot that we can tell you.
Who's on waivers?
What do you guys think about Minshew? I think I'm going to roll with him and Carr all the way, man. He showed up good against two. They're not good defenses, but they ain't no bad defenses either, you know?
Minshew looks good.
Love Minshew. Love him.
Yeah, and I got Chark with him too, you know? So.
Well, that's not doing you any favors this early into the season, but it'll turn around.
Later on, hold on to Chark then.
Hold on to Chark. You're not going to be able to get a lot for him. Unless you're just talking to a guy that lives in Florida and watches all their games.
Honestly, you're a hold for most of that if it were me, because you're not going to capitalize on the value. You're going to be selling low.
It's just bad luck. You got to just hold and see what happens with both those guys.
Justin?
Yeah, I think the Chark thing will pan out better than it has so far. So again, I'm a hold because you're not selling him for much of any value right now because nobody's seen it yet. But I think he'll come around.
If anything, trade for Shark in the leagues that you don't have him, because he's probably cheap as shit.
Yep.
You want to listen though.
So for my third, I use a flex spot for running backs, and you know it's three wide receivers and two running backs. Ronald Jones or Joshua Kelly for like the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Josh Kelly,
4 weeks.
Kelly.
Josh Kelly.
Do it right off the back, but let me check. So I'm being honest with you, and I'm not being biased.
Probably it's Kelly.
Say Kelly anyway.
Come on, come on. You know it in your gut. You don't even need to look this up.
Well, yeah, I do know. That's why
you
I said
don't
Kelly,
even but... need to look, man.
Come on, Pat Mahomes, give me the no right. look.
It's yeah, it's Kelly as well for me until Leonard Fournette drops a ball, or if he misses a blitz pickup, or something goes wrong, and you see differently, then it's still Josh Kelly.
Yeah, I want to drop Joe. Someone's gonna take him, and I'm trying to trade him, but nobody's biting on him either, you know.
I mean, if you feel like you want to drop Jones, I wouldn't drop him in a 14 team league because he's valuable. In a 10 team, sure, drop him and pick up anybody on the waiver. It's a 10 team league, but 14, that changes things drastically. You cannot drop Ronald Jones. You don't know if Fournette's gonna go injured. You don't know. We don't know. So hold on to Rojo. He's a fine flex, I will say. Like, as far as a flex, I feel fine starting him as a flex. I'm okay with that. Expecting like 10 points, you know, max. Maybe he gets 12. If he surprises me, great. But yeah, you can't really drop him. You can't trade for him. You're just holding most of these guys. We kind of been telling you the same thing since you've been on the call. We want to tell you something different, but none of these players kind of jump out and do much for you, and you don't want to give up. I think you said you have Michael Thomas or Aaron Jones. You don't want to give up those guys for nothing.
Yeah, no reason to be making moves, honestly, just to make moves. Your team, I don't feel like, is really set up. You had a lot of potential value, but you're dealing with injuries and a few other murky situations, and nobody else is going to pay you top dollar for those situations that you're wanting out of. So you're a hold and then wait and see how things pan out.
All right, that's good. Yeah, I didn't make no moves on the waiver wire because I was like, I'm just going to wait, see what everybody does, see what they drop, see if there's anything good, you know, any value.
That's right.
What about how do you guys feel about Preston Williams and Allen Lazard?
Probably going to be Lazard for me. He's got a nice schedule coming up. I believe he has Detroit. If it's not this week, he has them next week. Who gives up a ton of points like Wayne Brady's O's do?
New Orleans this week.
Yeah, Lazard, especially with us not really knowing what's going on with Adams and if he's going to play or not.
All right, that's the best. And then just hold on to Pittsburgh defense and Rams defense then, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Those are very, very valuable defenses in a 14-man.
All right. That's what I was thinking. Because I was going to drop Rams, but I was like, you know what? They're allowing a lot of points, but if they get it good after the second half, you know? Because right now we're like in preseason, you know?
Keep them.
We are. This is totally preseason. That's why we got all the injuries week two. That's what happens in preseason. We get all the injuries week two preseason, and then we're like, okay, adjust our rankings. It's nice. Not going to be a guy I'm drafting for guys that drafted late in most redraft leagues. And then we laugh at the guys that drafted early, right? But yeah, this is how it is this season. I mean, pay attention to those practice squad guys, to the guys that are not activated. This year, it's weird because guys won't be activated because they are a value. Because it's like you don't want them to go out there and get injured. Like, I need my guy, I need my backup to stay healthy. So I'm not going to activate him at all. I'm going to put this bum out here to back up my starter. At least that's how I view it. I don't know if everybody else looks at it that way this year, but that's kind of how I'm viewing it.
All right, Jesus.
Yeah, I agree.
Jesus, you got anything else real quick? We got to move on.
Nah, just Raiders, man.
Hey, man.
Are they 2-0, baby?
3-0 Monday? Give us a prediction.
Chill.
You want to listen.
All right,
Jesus.
Jesus,
I got to cut you off, man.
Next week.
Everyone decided to call on speakerphone. You guys got to talk into the phone. The speakerphone thing doesn't work for internet radio shows. We're going to pause. We're going to put the phone lines on ice. We got to get to some more questions here. We got a ton. Let me put a little energy music in the background. That'll help us move forward. All right, let's jump back into the Facebook questions while I have it up here. Josh Van Baggins, who watches the show every week. You see it on your screen. Need a wide receiver and a flex and half point. Woods, Slayton, Cole, Cooks, and Hunt. I need two. Let's start with Justin. Then we'll go to Lucas, Jordan, and then Hoos. Let's roll.
You're definitely starting Woods and flexing Hunt, assuming that's Kareem Hunt. Yes.
So I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I'm going to roll. I'm going to pivot a little bit sideways. You know who doesn't scare me? San Francisco defense, baby. They're all on the bench, right? They're hurt. They're out of here. Slayton. Give me Slayton as my wide receiver this week, especially with Shepard out. Slayton's the man. And give me Hunt.
Yeah, I'm going with Slayton and Hunt for sure. I love Slayton in this matchup. He actually, I'm pretty sure, had a touchdown against San Francisco last season in one of his first games. So I like Slayton a lot in this matchup, especially with all those guys hurt.
And I'm going to go Woods and Slayton on this one. Definitely like Woods and Slayton. I mean, Slayton, bro. I mean, come on.
How dare you disrespect Hunt like that?
No love for Hunt, though. We talked about Hunt a lot
how
last
dare
week.
You?
I love Hunt, you know, and he should how see. Look, game you? Script, game script, right? It should be a game script game for him, right?
He's getting work no matter what. Look, here's the thing about Hunt. Okay, if they're down, he's getting work. If they're up, he's eventually going to get work because they don't want to risk Chubb getting injured, and he's going to ball out with limited touches, even if it's only 10 touches. You see what he's going to do.
I can't get away from Woods. I'm sorry. Can't.
I like Woods a lot.
Woods I can't sit Woods.
Not man. In this matchup, though. Woods, not in this matchup, I don't like Woods. What
the matchup is. I'm not sitting Woods. I'd sit Cup before I sit Woods.
Woods is going to be the guy drawing the coverage.
But it doesn't matter. He's going to move around. He's going to get the ball. They're going to get him the ball.
Make it happen.
He's going to get at least 11 points.
Oh, my God. You guys never believe who's watching the show right now. Wide receiver from the Minnesota Vikings, Adam Thielen's checking in. Whoa!
Hey.
Matthew Berry still on a lot of my
Adam
picks out
Thielen
there.
Adam Thielen watching the show. Thoughts on DK Metcalf season PPR? Let's start with Justin again.
Yeah, hit him. Justin.
Yeah, this I personally wasn't really high on Metcalf going into the draft or your fantasy redraft.
But now
you're watching Russ torch everybody in sight, and Metcalf and Lockett are both doing well. It's hard to not see him as, like, at this point, it's hard to not see him as a borderline wide receiver one. So yeah. I'm confident, very confident with him as a wide receiver two going forward.
That's right, baby. I don't even need to say anything else. He just said it.
Borderline wide receiver one. He's wide receiver three right now.
He has torched Ron Gilmore. He has planted himself.
Come on. He's a wide receiver one for sure.
That's right. That's right.
And against Dallas this week, whoo! I see two touchdowns coming. Ooh. 150, two touchdowns. Easy. Yay. Easy money. For DK.
I love me some Metcalf. And let's be honest, Metcalf is. Who was more expensive, Metcalf or Ridley?
Ridley.
By a considerable amount, I'm pretty
Ridley
sure.
Was third round of Metcalf.
I was going to say, Metcalf is a cheaper Ridley, and he could be a wide receiver one. I mean, he is one.
I don't know about cheaper Ridley. I mean, he is different. He's different.
I mean, he's a cheaper Ridley. What you spent on him. Metcalf is cheaper.
Yeah. They do different things, though. Like, same. Ridley could get the target.
But different.
Right, exactly.
Same, you know same. What I'm saying?
They're both going to get
this like point. A 50-pound difference, like oh, 2 inches. Route running.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not comparing these dudes as players.
Adam Thielen, we
one's
think
the
you're
one,
great.
One's the three.
We think Metcalf is the man.
All right. I saw Lucas up there doing the John Cena. Let's go back to Josh Van Bagen. Guys, I need a wide receiver, running back, and flat. Josh, you should just let us manage your team. Godly. Always asking us who to start. All right, guys.
Some dogs on Patreon and that stuff for you.
Do the same. I don't know. What'd you say, Hoos, about Patreon?
And just put some bucks in the Patreon, and we'll handle that stuff for you. I mean, you go over there, you get your free articles.
We're gonna win for you, baby. We're gonna win.
I mean, that's what we do for the Sleeper Wire fam, for the Sleeper app community. We do it for the Twitterverse, mainly right. Sleeper app
community. So, give me Mike Davis, give me Kelly, and I gotta see which one of these wide receivers I'm feeling this week.
Brandon Cooks in there too.
That doesn't matter. Sorry.
Yeah. So I mean, I like Cole. I like Gage. I like Parker.
You don't want some Gage in your life? 21 targets.
Yeah, especially if I, you know, if Julio's hampered at all, I think I'm going Gage, and then Mike Davis and Kelly.
Justin.
Yeah, it's the same thing for me with Davis and Kelly. I think that's pretty clear. But then the wide receiver, honestly, it's a coin flip between Parker and Gage. Again, the Julio thing is kind of concerning. I still think he's Julio Jones. So
me too.
He'll demand all the targets. Same with Calvin Ridley. Devontae Parker's a beast as well. Can't really go wrong, but a coin flip for one of those two guys in your wide receiver slot.
Jordan?
I think I'm going to go with Gage for sure. And then I like the Kelly and Davis call as well.
All right. We got a caller. Don't have time to screen it. Caller, you're straight up on the air. Don't call. What's your name? What's your question?
How you doing? My name is George.
Hey, George.
I need to drop. How you doing?
Good, man. What you got?
I need to drop Rieger from the Eagles. And as Sims available, Shenault. Jay Crowder, and Kenneth Cole is available.
Yeah. Crowder, easily. Crowder's gonna probably see 130 targets.
Who do you guys like more, Judy or Crowder?
Crowder.
I mean, I like the upside of Judy.
I mean, yeah, but this year.
What does it matter? Cortland Sutton's out for the year.
I mean, so all right, cool. All
and
right.
All the thing I would say so is I would wait team. With okay. dropping Rager because he might go on IR.
I mean, he
he's
is
supposed to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
He
so
is
then
going.
Why do you have to drop? But he's saying he has to drop Rager. So
I would drop him
if you can
I
put
would.
Him on IR.
Are you on the call?
Oh yeah.
All right. Who I'll put him on IR. IR? Or do you not have an IR position?
Yeah, I do. We have two slots.
Who do you have on IR right now?
I don't have anybody.
Throw Rager on there and then pick up Crowder.
So you're going to listen to our guy Jordan right now and Lucas. And then, yes, I would definitely pick up Crowder. Sorry, Jordan, you have more thoughts, I think, to.
No, I'm good on Crowder. I would like to take the upside of Judy. I don't like necessarily being safe with those lower tier bench spots. I want the upside of Judy for sure.
I can agree with that. But with Crowder's amount of targets, I mean, he should be a wide receiver 15. I'm not saying he will be, but with the amount of targets he's getting, he should be that. You know what I mean? Like, worst case, he's a wide receiver 20. Yeah. You know, like, if he stays healthy.
I don't know. I just love the upside of Judy, right? And Judy's leading the team in targets right now. So I don't see why that's going to change, right?
I think so AJ for me, might it's just, change things.
I just don't love the upside of
it's early.
Crowder. The PPR floor is nice. He's got that touchdown lifting his cap, his numbers right now, but it's all right.
I'm jealous, Dirty.
What about Chenault? You guys like Chenault? I like him. They're using him in a lot of ways.
Justin, what are your thoughts on Chenault? I like him. But
not over the other guys listed to me. The only thing about Judy that I'm kind of concerned about is obviously the quarterback play, but I'd still pick him up and just kind of wait and see what happens. And yeah, if the quarterback play is okay, it was okay when he took over. But yeah, I agree. I like the Judy upside play. I'm not excited about starting Crowder ever really. If it's full PPR, then you're getting a solid floor.
Right.
But if it's anything but full PPR, I'd rather have the upside of Judy.
I can agree with that. That's full PPR for me, Crowder.
Well, I never said Judy. I said, was it Sims and Pittman?
That was.
Wasn't that?
That was our guy just squeezing his guy in there. That's all. That's all that was. Don't worry about it.
I wanted to hear y'all's thoughts on that, but Crowder is definitely the one out of what you listed.
Yeah, there you go. Lucas knows the stuff, you know. Co-founder of Sleeper Wire right there, man. That guy knows his shit.
Along with Hoos and five others.
All right, George, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, George, thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate you listening.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
All right,
let's jump back into a Josh Fenn bagging stuff here. Half PPR, Flex, Hurst, Davis, Smith, Pittman, White. Let's get one. Hit us up. Justin, start us off.
It's a toss-up for me between Hurst and Davis, so I'd probably lean Davis.
Yeah, I'm Davis, too.
Yep.
Traquan to Don!
Give me Traquan.
Give me the guaranteed touches with Davis, baby.
Miles Singletary or Kelly start this week? Who do you like? Same order. Let's just start with Justin every time.
I'm going to check. I'm pretty confident they're right beside each other. Yeah, they're 23 and 24 for me in my rankings. So that being Kelly at 23 and Singletary at 24. So I do like Kelly. It's a juicy matchup. If you're not going to start Kelly this week, then how do you start him any other week? It's the best matchup you're going to get.
Kelly.
Two for Kelly. Make it three. Can it make it Kelly. Three? Three for
yes,
Kelly.
Sir.
Four for Kelly. Four for Kelly. All right.
I can't find him, but I agree with these guys. I can't find it in my ranking.
All right. So Hoos will start with you on this one. Hilton or Juju this week?
Hilton or Juju? Juju.
Juju.
Did I stutter?
I mean, it's just Hilton. I mean, Hilton confused me. Sorry.
You got bamboozled?
I did get bamboozled asking Hilton for Juju. I don't have these guys anywhere near close.
I don't ever want to start Hilton.
Now Juju. I do because Paris is going to miss time, but I guess you're right. I still don't want to start him. But
you know who's going to outscore Hilton rest of the season?
Oh, man, this is going to be ugly.
Pascal.
I knew that was going to be ugly.
It's going to happen.
I'm not going to argue.
Hilton doesn't look good. He's old. He's done. He's washed up. He's AJ Greened.
He's old.
Yeesh. All right.
Sounds like Juju is your guy. FTD34, is Jalen Reagor droppable in a 14-team league after the injury?
If you don't have an IR, I'd say so.
Yeah. No IR slot. You drop him.
Okay. Yeah, without IR, you kind of have to.
But you want to list. You want to list.
Try and hold him.
All right. Miles wants to know, should I sell John Brown high this week?
If you can.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, both actually Diggs and Brown are sell highs for me. I mean, you're not going to get their first two matchups. They got Miami and another soft matchup. You're not going to get those every week. So
what are you paying for these guys, though? That's a problem.
Yeah, if you can find someone to sell high on or sell high to, then I would. If not, I still think John Brown's okay. He has chemistry with Josh Allen, so still an okay flex.
Yeah, I like him this week.
Yep.
To me, John Brown is like Terry McLaurin, but Terry McLaurin is way more sexy.
What?
Production.
You think they're like comparable talents?
No, production.
Okay. There you go.
Production. Anytime I talk about any guy, it's always production wise. It's never talent.
Just makes me sick.
Facebook user wants to know, stuck in a pickle, Mostert out, who would you put in at the flex? Landry, Freeman, Boyd, or Deontay Johnson? I have a feeling it's going to be Deontay Johnson.
Yep. All day.
Deontay Johnson for me.
Your feeling is correct.
All right. Let's hop back into the Mixer questions. We've been neglecting these poor guys. Wilson 27.
All right, guys.
What can I get for Michael Thomas right now? I scooped him up for peanuts, but I like to trade him. Any great value out there? Wilson, that's really hard to say without like you giving us some of your
McCaffrey.
Wilson, yeah. If you got him for peanuts, don't trade him, bro. Like, don't do that. You're my brother. I love you, Wilson. I appreciate you. Don't trade him.
Hold him.
Just hold on.
Use him.
For peanuts.
Use him, baby.
You're going to get close to peanuts for him unless you're just dealing with an aggressive person that's like 2-0, that's very high on themselves and feels like they're going to spank the rest of the league no matter what, like I did in a bunch of leagues because I play with a lot of people like Luke. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, you're talking to Mr.
Champion. I know.
Mr. 27 in Scott Fishbowl right now, baby.
Yeah.
Ranked 27th after 2 weeks.
You do well. I think Draft Genius did a little bit better than you, though.
Last year, not this year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm 27th, right?
Draft Genius was number five. Or was that last week?
Is he number five on the season?
I think he
was. Damn. Look at that. I got my competition cut out.
And DraftKings always go at it.
He's a baller.
Question seven rings. Who do I start at the flex? Pick two. Kelly Henderson, John Brown, Freeman, Edelman, CeeDee Lamb. I need two in flex. So Kelly Henderson, John Brown, Freeman, Edelman, and CeeDee Lamb.
I love CeeDee this week.
Yeah.
Love him.
Me too.
You look at what Edelman did last week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. CeeDee could just explode.
All going to eat.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tearing up because it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Man.
And we all like Kelly, too.
Yeah. CeeDee and Kelly.
Edelman, he could be.
Not this week.
Against the Raiders.
Yeah, it's Raiders defense. Granted, it's week two. It's week three. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Give me CeeDee and Josh Kelly.
All right. Black Mamba, full PPR. Pick a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. Here's your choices for running back. Singletary, Gurley, Zach Moss, Swift, Chris Thompson. All right, your running backs are, I'm sorry, wide receivers, Chark, Marvin Jones, Deontay, OBJ. So I need basically you pick three. I need a running back, wide receiver, and then one of those guys throwing the flex.
Again,
please. I would go, I believe it's Gurley, Deontay, and OBJ as my three.
I'm in the same boat, provided Chark is out, even maybe still. I'm still kind of worried. He didn't practice today.
Be worried.
So I'm still kind of worried about starting him, to be honest. So yeah, I'm probably still in the same boat. Right? Yeah, exactly. So I'm probably in the same boat still.
Yep, I'm there with you guys.
Yep.
And that is consensus. Bobby Pigskins. I wish our government worked this easy. You guys agree so nicely.
Oh my God, don't get us started. Don't get us thrilled.
Gaskin or Fournette as my running back too. I couldn't get Davis to replace CMC. Gaskin or Fournette this week.
Fire up your Fournette. This is the time to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to get too cute with Gaskins. I do like Gaskins. Come on, I was saying Gaskins in the offseason as a guy to just stab at, but
he's startable. Gaskins is very startable in your flex, but Fournette.
But not over Fournette.
RB2, baby.
Yeah, we're not going to advocate for that. And if it's a bad call, then it'll be a bad call, but we're just not going to advocate for that.
All right, Bobby Pigskins should follow up. Should I move on from Preston Williams for Schultz with this late injury news with Waller? You guys heard anything about it? Waller injury?
Let's see.
Oh, first time hearing.
Yeah.
Something that came up while we're on the show.
Probably Hatch.
Check it out.
I hadn't seen anything.
I usually get those.
Nothing popped up on Sleeper.
All I heard was Belichick praising the hell out of Waller.
Talking to the Sleeper breaker of news.
I think he's probably just referring to the fact that he didn't practice today. So nothing special going on there. A lot of people don't practice on Wednesdays. Pretty much like every
Veterans Day, right?
He's a vet. Yeah, he's a vet. He's like 27, 28 years old. Yes, he hasn't started and been great, but he also has had issues in the past. We won't go into it. Vet day off. I didn't see anything. So unless you've seen it recently and you can let us know what it was, please feel free to do so, but I wouldn't worry.
Wilson's saying he's questionable right now. I'm taking a look here in the player profile.
Well, they put questionable for everybody that doesn't practice. If they don't practice week, if they're not practicing, then they get the questionable test.
That's the new NFL designation.
Yes,
well, it's not even new. It's like 3 years old.
Yes, and then they get because they removed the probable tags. Right. So if someone isn't practicing, they're questionable until they're practicing.
All right, so don't worry too much about it. Bobby Pickens. Madison is the other option.
I think whatever we told you, just go with it.
Eric Musial, I have Josh Kelly and CEH in flex. We talked about that already. Seven rings, pick one. Higby, Hunter Henry, Jonnu for rest of season. Justin, rest of season guy. Who do you like best? Higby, Hunter Henry, or Jonnu?
That's really tough because if Anthony Lynn came out today and said that Justin Herbert was going to be the starter for the rest of the season, I'd be inclined to say Hunter Henry, but
it's close.
They're all pretty much right beside each other. So,
you know, you want to say Higbee
for this week, and this is not a this week question, but this week I literally have it. Literally Hunter, Higbee, Jonnu, 5, 6, 7. I would probably grade it the same way rest of the season, but I would probably, if I had to pick a guy, I would go Higbee first just because I love Hunter Henry too. I said Hunter Henry was going to be the tight end too last year. It didn't happen, but I love Higbee this year. I think he could just probably steal a lot of Cup's work. I hope he doesn't. And then Jonnu is, I just love Jonnu. I think he could easily be a top three guy, easily for tight end. But I wouldn't rank him that way. I wouldn't place him that way. I'd go Higbee, Henry, Jonnu.
Okay. Yeah, Hot Toddy 2731 trade question. CMC for Jacobs. So he's trading away CMC to get Jacobs or hold him. Other running backs are Connor, Robinson, Mostert, Kelly, and Freeman. You think he can make it through the injury time with those guys?
I think I'm
gotta do it.
Justin, you want to give it a first shot?
I think depending on your record, I would feel okay with those running backs going forward. I mean, Robinson is impressed for 2 weeks now, so what's not to say that he's not a solid running back too? And then McCaffrey, the only thing about McCaffrey is that he came out and said that he wanted to beat the 4 to 6 week timeline, just like Saquon did. And again, who's not to say that he can't do the same that Saquon did? He's a beast as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if he did beat 4 to 6 week timeline.
Did they put CMC on IR?
They put him on IR. He's eligible for week 6 to return.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would, if it,
so 3-4 weeks, if you include this one,
I would probably hold if it were me. My only is, if Your bet there is that Robinson holds on to the starting job, and when Raquel Armstead comes back from this COVID stuff, that he doesn't get brought in to split time, you know, split work, and then possibly Armstead outperforms Robinson, which we only have one more week, I think, until Raquel Armstead gets back into the fold.
We don't know when Raquel is going to get back.
Think CMC will come back to be like full go though,
yeah,
or will he be limited a bit? That's really my only concern is that the Raiders have a tough schedule now, but it opens up, I think, after week 5.
I think we saw it, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but
I think
I thought he got hurt on the second touchdown, and then he went out, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think what I'm saying is before that, I don't know if it happened.
They were saying it was on that touchdown that it happened.
Okay, so if it wasn't before that, he didn't look the same prior. Yeah. Granted, it was only one game.
Because how did Saquon do when he came back? Was he still an RB1? I don't really remember.
I mean, Saquon's terrible behind that line.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not really buying into anybody behind that line, especially somebody that doesn't know the offense. And sat. Yeah, you want to get your money, but I'm a chip guy. Freeman doesn't sound like a chip guy. He sounds like a money guy. I'm good on that. He sounds like Doug Martin, so I'm not on that.
I think I'm okay either way here, honestly. You know, you're not going to go wrong with getting Josh Jacobs. I think he does very well the rest of the season. If you're 2-0 right now, I would be more inclined to say you're probably, you know, that you'll be okay with what you have to wait. If you're like 1-1 or 0-2, I would take Josh Jacobs to get, you know, to try to just to make sure that you're making the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, gotta move on. Bobby Pigskins, Diggs or Cole this week? Who do you guys like?
Diggs.
I'm starting Diggs.
Has to be Diggs, right?
Yeah.
Old Diggs. Eric Musial, hold on to Scotty Miller one more week or pick up Hamler?
Hamler.
Pick up Hamler all day.
Yeah. Mooney and Renfro also available too.
Still no, Hamler.
You want Mooney?
No one. Hamler.
You want Mooney?
Oh, Daryl Mooney. Oh, I mean, I want Daryl Mooney this week.
Okay, so who wants Mooney over Hamler? The rest of us want Hamler.
This week? Hell yeah, I want Mooney this week.
First season.
But you ain't playing him anyways.
I'm probably not. I'm playing him in DFS. I'm not playing him anywhere else.
Eric is asking questions for a buddy, not the stupid brother. Ask the show, I need to start two wide receivers out of this list. Slayton, Preston Williams, Nikhil Harry, Judy, and Lazard. So I need two. I think everybody here loves Slayton this week.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to roll with Lazard?
Slayton's for sure one of them.
Yeah, I guess Lazard. I kind of like Nikhil Harry this week, but
I might pivot and say Judy as the second guy. I mean,
now we're getting spicy.
Not exactly a tough matchup with Tampa. Their secondary has been playing well, but I mean,
I like that.
I'd still probably take Judy. Yeah, he's the one there. So
I like Harry's matchup last week, but that's he had Atlanta. So I mean.
Maybe throw an asterisk into that, actually, and say if Devontae Adams doesn't play, then maybe you can go a Lazard, though it would be a coin flip at that point for me.
Yeah, all those guys are kind of in the same little bundle, so it's Slayton and then pick one.
Yeah.
Okay. Minimal impact. Kind of want to start Chenault over Juju this week. Crazy talk?
Yes, crazy.
Absolutely. That is crazy talk. You don't bring it.
Don't bring it.
Show Drake or McKinnon this week for minimal impact.
Drake, I think they're gonna sit Drake? McKinnon.
Yeah, Drake.
Yeah.
I can see your dilemma.
Let me see. I've got another one. Facebook. Would you start Deontay Johnson at the flex, even though you have Juju at wide receiver two? Never confident. Double stacking same team wide receivers. I don't think you can make your decisions based on that. You start the best players. I think everyone here would agree with me. You just start your best players. Mini Jordan's back. Rams or Colts for defense week 3 and 4?
Colts.
Rams? Question mark.
No, I think you got to go Colts.
Yeah, Colts
for me.
You want to go against
I'd go Colts the rest of the season. Like, Colts have an amazing schedule rest of the season. Just pick them up and be happy for at least the next three games.
I mean, Rams against Buffalo is not great, but then they play the Giants next week. Come on.
Yeah, Washington. I mean, you're holding them all season long.
Yeah, I mean, Rams have a pretty good schedule.
At least half of the season.
Yeah, it's they have Buffalo, but then it's Giants, Washington, San Francisco, which that's not what it once was, Chicago, Miami. Rams are looking.
Yeah, that's amazing. You love that. Tasty. You love to see it. You love to see it.
But you're right. Indianapolis against the Colts, you want that all day.
Okay. All right. Let me get we got to get into the actual sack, which we have not. Oh, we have totally neglected our sack this year.
RW Shiner, James Robinson, or Taylor this week?
Taylor.
Like John Taylor.
Yeah. JT all day, baby.
Yep. I'm pretty high on Robinson this week, but I'm not.
Don't do it.
Not over Jonathan Taylor.
There we go.
I'm pretty high.
Okay.
Okay, said, we believe you.
FFF 2019. Yeah. Trade Josh Allen and Boyd for Drake PPR. I got to assume he's got a better quarterback. Are you trading? Are you doing that trade?
I mean, if you're. If it's,
I don't
if
hate
you,
it.
Yeah. I mean, if you need a running back and you're set at cute quarterback otherwise, go for it.
This is a get right game for Drake.
Yep. All right. Adam Thielen, we already talked to him. Such an honor. R. Summers, half point PPR. Start one. Boyd, Fuller, Traquan Smith.
Boyd.
Boyd, yeah.
Boyd for me.
Boyd pretty easily.
Boyd.
All right. I knew you were going to say that.
Ron Mex asks, AJ Brown dead? Not to my knowledge, no. I can answer that one for everyone. Rum Rob, quarterback start. Burrow or Wentz this week? Ooh, I like this.
Give me Burrow.
Get Wentz out of here.
Give me that rushing floor.
Hell yeah. I don't want four picks on my roster.
I'm going to check my rankings.
I need to get my charger. Hold on. Continue, but hold on.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't even.
Come on, man. Wentz? Isn't he like 31st in QBR?
Isn't he
just ahead of Dwayne Haskins?
What is it again?
Wentz or Burrow in that Battle of the Titans?
Wentz. I have Wentz 13 right behind Minshew. I have Burrow 18.
Oh, that high?
I mean, these are points that are very, and Justin, I'm sure Justin can speak to this. These are small points.
Yeah.
But this is like 3 or 4 points that I have these guys. But I'm ranking Carson Wentz higher.
Yeah. It's Carson Wentz for me too. And I'm actually kind of a little bit higher than the consensus. I've got him as a quarterback, like startable in a 12 team league, quarterback 11 this week. So,
yeah, you're.
The problem is, so my take is, if it's not going to be any week, or if it's not going to be this week, it's not going to be any week. So I think this is the best matchup that he's going to be able to do it in. Cincinnati's been torched by pretty much everyone besides Tyrod Taylor, I guess. So
I mean, it's fair.
Justin, when you get a second, I want you to check to see who are you most accurate with. Because I know you've been, you're 5 right now in Fantasy Pros, but who have you been most accurate with in the positional rankings? So quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Oh, yeah, quarterback's by far my highest. I'm 3rd in quarterback.
There we go. All right, so I'm number 12 in wide receivers. Don't listen to me on the year. Don't listen to me for running backs or quarterback. Listen to him. Wide receivers, I fared okay. It's only week 2, though. Things can change. There's a lot of Justin Boones and Pat Fitzmaurice out in the world.
Who? I never heard of these guys. Wilson 27 wants to know, start Cam or Roethlisberger this week?
Cam. Don't sit Cam. He's the goal line back for the Patriots. There's no reason to sit him.
That's right.
All right, we like Cam this week. Sleeper Weir 3. Parker is going to have an insane week. Next week, do I trade him for a running back since I lost Mostert and Bell? If so, what running back should I target? You know what? I think he canceled this one. Hang on. Sorry, erase that question. Would anybody
take a quick shout out to that guy, though, because he's 13 years old and he was.
Anyone pick up?
Very accurate last week.
Okay. But I can't make heads or tails of this question. Would anyone pick up Freeman as a waiver claim one when he's not better than Saquon and Saquon could barely do anything?
So that's a very quality question.
No, it is not.
No.
It is not a quality question.
It is a quality question because a lot of people are. It's a quality question because there's a lot of people that are using their top waiver priority because he has the chance of being the bell cow for a team.
What was he last year? And what was he before?
He was nothing last year. He was sitting on the bench because he was hurt.
But do you agree with him? That's all I need to know. Are you going to drop your 80% fab, your number one waiver claim on Devonta Freeman?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Am I doing that?
Then there's your answer.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
But it's a good question. Because it's a question
it is a good question because I don't want to insult our sleeper.
There's a lot.
It is a good question because it's a question of our sleeper. So it is a good question.
We got another one here. It's a trade question. Same dude. My Hollywood for Davis. My wide receivers are Parker, Boyd, John Brown, Corey Davis, and Harry.
Hollywood Brown for Corey Davis.
I assume it's Mike Davis. So yeah. You know you're gonna get some solid running back production for at least 3 weeks.
I think he said Corey.
No, he has Corey on his team already.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Corey Davis.
He's so for Mike Davis.
Yeah, it has to be.
That would depend on the person's record for me, but I'm probably still not going to do it. I think Hollywood Brown just has too much upside. Their offense is pretty much unstoppable. They have way too many options. And Mike Davis is going to be useless in 4 weeks. So I'm taking Hollywood Brown.
All right. One more from Bobby. Two more from Bobby Pigskin here in the Mixler chat, and then we'll wrap it up. Mixon, Hunt, Cooper Kupp in the flex PPR this week. Who do you like, Mixon, Hunt, or Cooper Kupp?
Don't everybody jump in at one time.
How do we feel about Mixon? It's not Cooper Kupp for me. It's for sure either Hunt or Mixon, and I'm not in love with Mixon, because if Philadelphia happens to get up on Cincinnati, then they're bringing in Giovanni Bernard. But if they get out to a lead, then I think we see a lot of Mixon, and Mixon could be the reason that that happens. But that being said, I have them nearly back to back in my, and where I view them both as like high end RB2s this week. So I'm going Mixon, even though I don't like it.
I've got Mixon 15 and Kareem Hunt 18. But I do understand the concern about Mixon. But you can't, I mean, like, you can't sit him. You spent debatably 12, 13, 14, 15th overall pick on him. So I wouldn't be sitting on those
guaranteed touches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah, I'm not someone that throws a lot of stock in. You know, once the season is going and you see how things are panning out, I don't throw a lot of stock in where you drafted somebody at that point. It's like, okay, who do I think is going to, like, that matters, but at the same time, you're seeing how things are unfolding and you just want whoever's going to go out and perform.
Who's showing me the money? That's what you want. You want to see the
right.
money.
That's right. And Hunt's been showing you the money, but Mixon has shown us the money. We know what he is, and I think this is a get-right game for him. I'm not extremely worried about Philadelphia's.
This was the same story with Mixon last year. It was the same thing. He had two rough games to start,
yeah,
and then blew up in the latter half. So don't shy away from Mixon just yet, I would say.
I agree. Yeah, he's a trade target, and to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if he lets you down this week.
He could. Obviously,
I'd advocate to start him. I would not be surprised if he lets you down. Start him, though. I mean, you can't sit that talent.
Not for Hunt. Not for Hunt. Even though I love Hunt, the guarantee matches just aren't there.
Given the matchup, I think it's going to be a Hunt game. However, I can't sit Mixon. Like, I can't tell the sleepers in good, you know, like, good spirit.
Yep, it's Mixon.
I can't do it. So Mixon. Sorry.
Yeah. Final question of the mail sack, week three, Bobby Pigskins. Just give me give me the answer in week format. 1 week, 2 weeks, or I'm not giving up. How much longer until I can give up on Zach Moss?
You're looking for I've seen a lot of hype on Zach Moss. I don't really get it. I
would say 0 weeks.
I don't get the Zach
Moss. If you dropped him today, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't pick him up. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I'm with Jordan. I just don't get it. I understand he's a goal line back, but he's not LeGarrette Blount on the Patriots in 2016. So why are we rostering this guy when Singletary is a better rusher, a better pass catcher?
maybe not a better goal line guy, but we don't know that because we didn't have a preseason, right? I mean, they're rolling him out there like it's preseason, giving him goal lines. Oh, let's see what Moss can do. We took him high. What do you think? Yeah, let's roll him out there. I mean,
taller, weighs more.
Right.
Makes sense to me. Like, literally, that's how it seems because you watch Devin Singletary in college. The dude can break any tackle. Yeah. He's doing it in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
And Zach Moss comes from the Pac-12, which is hot garbage.
So my answer for this is there's not really a time frame that you have to hold Zach Moss for. At any point in time going forward, if there's somebody better that you have the opportunity to get on your team, whether it's this week or 3 weeks from now, you do it. But don't drop him just to drop him. If there's someone that's actually better than Zach Moss or you think has a higher upside, then you go ahead and drop him and take that shot. But otherwise, you know, you're still kind of holding just to see if there is anything there for Moss.
And even if somebody dropped Zach Moss, are you rushing to pick him up?
If it's me and I see somebody else drop him, I'm going to say that they are the ones that had to eat the 2 weeks of unknown with him. And so if I pick him up, I'm only doing it for like a 1 week or 2 week kind of thing to see, you know, so I'm minimizing my investment as going and picking him up. If you're the one that drafted him, then you're the one that's having to, you know, if you already spent 2 weeks and you're having to spend more weeks by holding him. So you're the one that's really eating that loss. And if you're someone else that's picking him up, you're only eating a 1 or 2 week bench spot loss rather than draft capital.
Yeah, playing with house money at that point.
So yes. Can I pose a last question that
please.
Somebody post us? Mm-hmm. I just saw someone, apparently too many people are asking Jake Seeley, should they bench Mahomes for Ben, Stafford, or Tanny? So if too many people are asking Jake Seeley that, I want to ask the SleepyWire staff and the guests on it, is there something we're not reading? I mean, are you benching Mahomes, Ben, Stafford, or Tannehill?
Four.
Mahomes, four, Ben.
Never.
Hell no.
Absolutely
not.
All right. So I think that is the consensus. I don't know who your too many is, Jake, but I mean, you got a lot of cats that follow you.
Yeah, Jake Seeley needs to improve the quality of his listener base. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, give me a sleeper.
Questions on Sleeper Wire mail sack tonight. I want to thank our guest, Jordan Richards. You can find him on Twitter at ChubboyJRich. He will help you out with your dynasty questions and Devi questions. I want to also thank Justin Dodds at Justin Dodds FF on the Twitter. Number 5 ranked in Fantasy Pros. Hopefully that number keeps going up.
I want to see number one.
He's the new Justin Boone, guys.
Justin Boone's one spot in front. I don't know. It's a tough gap.
He's a friend of the show. I don't know. I might have to tell him you were talking smack about him, even though you did.
Friendly
competition. We love it.
No.
Primetime Lucas and Private Hoos pulled on the show on Twitter as SleeperWire LBB for Lucas, SleeperWire Hoos. For Prophet Hoot. We will be back next week. If you didn't get a chance to call into the show, go to the website, sleepwire.com. Join the Facebook group, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, and find us on Twitter at Sleepwire Show. We'll catch you next week. Bye.